Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
This. Hey, have you seen his Instagram?
They need
this Felger and Mass.
They don't use crack enough.
On 98.5.
Yeah, not really.
The Sports Hub.
Tannehill for the Dolphins survey. What he sees in front of him, a field of defensive backs and a hawking tight end who stands at the 15-yard line. Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills, laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the full race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it on the lateral. Once, then twice, and Drake takes it in, and the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
I don't know what to say. Never seen anything like it.
Rolling on the field is confirmed. It is a touchdown.
Every time we practice it, it's for the Hail Mary, but got to be ready for anything. It's football. The way it ended, I mean, it sucked. I mean, never really been a part of anything like that. I feel like it's going to test our character big time, how we bounce back from something like that. And just got to make that tackle.
All right, that piece there, I asked you before, does this leave a mark? And you've been making comparisons, Murray, to 2009.
Yep.
Because 4th and 2 definitely left a mark. You know, that team, that was a bad locker room with the Randy Moss crew and all that. So those guys were just looking for a reason to quit. And they did. Bill gave it to them, 4th and 2. And Adalius Thomas, go ask Bill. He's got all the answers. And so that 4th and 2 did leave a mark, and it did sort of, you know, devolve from there. Does this have the potential to do the same thing? Matthew Slater said something similar in the postgame. He said, we have to process it, meaning the loss. We have to process it, air out our grievances, if anyone has any, and move forward. There's no magic pill or secret recipe to move past this. It's mental fortitude. It's mental toughness. It's character and professionalism to move forward. So they're all talking about here, it's going to test our mental toughness, and we have to move forward, and Slater says we have to air our grievances. So just your thoughts on that whole commentary.
I mean, to me, you know, guys are frustrated after the game, and some guys probably yelled a little bit. And I mean, I know I would if I were on that team. And the big question, I mean, if we're going to talk about guys who have grievances, shouldn't Devin McCourty be at the top of the list?
Yeah.
How am I not on the field at the end of that game?
But he's been the consummate professional, so I wouldn't think that any veteran like that would have popped off. But you had mental toughness mentioned by Gronk in his postgame press conference at least 4 or 5 times. And Beadle and I talked about this in the postgame. We thought there was something telling about this. And then Matthew Slater saying those type of things, like we have to continue to believe in one another, believe in our process, not panic, not point fingers. And, you know, it's character, professionalism to move forward. I'm sorry, like that leads me to believe that someone popped off after the game, and it was some pointing fingers and maybe questioning Belichick why Gronk was on the field, and maybe that even goes back to the Super Bowl too. Oh, you're not going to play Butler, instead you're going to have these two hacks out there and Johnson Badamosi and the other crap safety, and now you're going to put Rob Gronkowski, who's essentially playing on one leg, as play when you know Ryan Tannehill's not going to make it? F you, Bill. You know, maybe some popped off like that. Like, you don't hear those kind of things repeated to reporters without it having said to a player in the locker room immediately after the game. Like, to mention those kind of things, mental toughness, professionalism, it sounds like someone probably lost their mind in the heat of the moment.
Okay, well, we'll find out what kind of mark it leaves immediately. Immediately. I mean, you're winning the last 2 games, so that's really not, you'll find out this week. And I don't know, they've typically been a very mentally tough team.
It wouldn't
surprise me if they bounce back and play well at a place they've always played well. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. But it is interesting how that was, you know, the players were talking about that after the game.
I mean, look, early in the year, they lost to Jacksonville. They went on the road in Detroit, and they didn't bounce back at all.
They did not.
So now, that was a while ago. We'll see. But I worry about that. I've worried about this team every game, all year on the road. Okay, but on the road, they don't answer.
But just real quick, if anything did happen, I don't think it's a veteran. I don't think it's a break or anything like that. But a young player, like someone like J.C. Jackson, who's out there, you know, maybe a guy who's thinks he's extremely important, like Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, who has played for loser teams throughout his year. Adrian Claiborne, who's done nothing. You know, I would think it would maybe be someone like that.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Oh, I could definitely see Patterson popping off.
We've given away the dead tickets. We'll play again tomorrow, okay? Every day at 4:50 this week. Your chance to go see Dead & Company at Gillette. In the meantime, your phones, as promised. We've got Dreds in the car. Go ahead, Dreds.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What do you got?
Talk about a terrible call. Jeez, what the hell was Gronk doing on the field? But anyway, that's not what I'm calling. I think the reason why Patriots lost is the usage of James White. I mean, we all know he's best in the dink and dunk plays and catching in the back. You know, no need to run him through the tackles. I mean, just bad usage of him. I think
okay.
used him right.
So I'm with you.
One more point.
Quick.
Can I get out? All right, sorry. I'm on the Steelers. I think.
No, we're going to do the Steelers tomorrow. Sorry. James White, they clearly stayed away from him.
40% of the snaps he played.
I don't think that's what lost you the game. You still put 33 points on the board, and if your Dingleberry kicker makes his kicks and Tom Brady doesn't have a complete brain freeze at the end of the second quarter, you've scored 40. So you didn't need James White to put up a big number on the board. You put it up on the board. You needed to defend 69 yards a field, and you couldn't do it. And I have to think the thing about James White was they're just trying to protect him because he's had a really heavy workload this year. And I'm actually okay with all of that.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense if that's what it was.
I mean, if you want to have a second guess, get on the rookie running back who still doesn't know how to lower his pads. And if his, you know, isn't given a hole a mile wide with the fullback in front of him, really doesn't do much. Get on that or the team or the guy that drafted him.
I mean, Burkhead sucked in this game, too.
And Burkhead sucked, too. And the line did. Like, you know, where was the push up front? What happened to that great? They've been a very good.
Non-existent.
Very good run blocking team all season long. It was not good yesterday.
I mean, what should have happened on the ground yesterday is the opposite. You given what the matchup was going in, Miami was allowing 5 yards a rush. You go in there and you get, you know,
2.6 yards a carry.
I mean, that is just absolutely horrendous.
77 yards on however many carries. You couldn't leak a drop on the ground.
They're light and small up front, too, Miami.
Alan in Florida with a rare football call. Go ahead, Alan.
Yes, I just want to say quickly, you know, my baseball knowledge, in my opinion, is second to none. But anyway, I know a little about football. And I will tell you, you guys are different than Maz and Murray. I mean, I don't want to call names, but you're idiots. The whole game mattered. There is no way that he should have kicked the field goal. I mean, the whole country knows that.
Anybody how much did you
in,
lose,
like,
Alan?
Vegas knows
how
that.
Much did you lose on the bet?
No, you won not a quarter, and it wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't have mattered. The line was, you know what the line was? 9 points. How would that, it didn't matter. It had nothing to do with the bet. You have a fourth down. Either he makes it or they have the ball with 10 seconds left in their own tenure. By the way, did the kicker miss a field goal and an extra point? That could have happened. It could have been a blocked kick. It had nothing to do with gambling whatsoever.
Okay, Alan, I'm just going to stop you off there because we've gotten calls on this. People think the Pat should have gone for it, fourth and goal to four with 21 seconds left. That would have, if you had come up short. If you run the ball right up the gut, that's a five-second play, call it. Miami would have had the ball with 15, 16 seconds, no timeouts, on their own, whatever, 4-3-2-1-yard line. Needing a field goal. Was that the smarter play than taking the 3 points and then kicking off to them?
I say no. I mean, it never even crossed my mind. I hope to God they don't go for it here. You know, I said, take the three, kick it off, you're up five, and they can't beat you with a field goal. Now they got to get a touchdown, you're good.
I think it's too big of a risk considering how the defense played up until that point. You know, and think of what happened in Pittsburgh last year with Juju Smith-Schuster. He rips off a near 70-yarder down the sideline that they're lucky to catch him, and you have the fluke thing that happens with Jesse James. They end up pulling off that win. But with the way that that defense played, you can't trust them in that situation. You had to take the 3 points.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of leaving yourself vulnerable to a field goal there. That's what I don't like. To me, it just, you're opening up the door there for a guy to hit a 60-yard kick and beat you. And I know it's unusual, it's rare, but, you know, I thought they handled that part of it the right way.
Okay, it's hard to get a worse play than the play that lost the game for the Patriots, the final 69-yard touchdown by the Dolphins. But there was a play that was a close second in terms of being what we would call unpatriot-like. We will get to that play. We will get to Bill Belichick's explanations today on his conference call with the media. He tried to explain himself further. I put that in air quotes, meaning he really didn't. But we'll give you Belichick's reaction a day later to what happened in Miami and the second worst play on the field. All on your way next.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
See, part of the problem down here, too, you're down and tight, so you're playing against the clock. That's in the back of your mind. You're getting pressure. That's in your mind. So it's, let's make a quick decision. It's a one read, and boom, if it's there, it's there. If it's not, I got to pitch it.
Yeah, you can't afford a sack. That's the last thing the Brady and the Patriots, other than turnover here, could take. No timeouts for either team. With Gordon to the right, joined by Gronkowski, motions in that direction. Two receivers left, White in the back, but as Brady takes the snap, stands in, under pressure. He's hit, and down he goes. Brady is sacked and back at the 10-yard line, and the Patriots cannot clock it. With the clock counting down and time expiring on the opening half.
Are you kidding me?
The Patriots.
Are you kidding me?
Indeed allowed the sack
He's
to
He's got
occur.
To throw that away.
Tom Brady with an uncharacteristic mistake after he missed Hogan with an opportunity to add to the lead. Oh, and the my. Dolphins can exhale with a huge sigh of relief. Miami trails still by just six as we head to halftime.
That was a bad, terrible play by me. That should never happen. I just lost. I thought we had one timeout. We called the one, and then we ran a couple plays, and I was just not thinking on third down. So it was just a play that should never happen.
Yeah. Time ran out on us. Yeah. It's not what we were trying to do. It's obviously just what it wasn't a good play. It's not what we were trying to do. So.
So that was the second worst play of the game. Second quarter, no timeouts. The Patriots had just blocked their second punt inside the 20-yard line. Miami. They're first and goal at the 2.
Again, further evidence that Miami wanted to lose the game.
They're first and goal at the 2 with 21 seconds, which isn't a lot of time, but frankly, at the 2, you don't need the time.
Right.
Those pass plays down there are quick.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, each pass play takes 5 seconds or so. 6 seconds when you're down that tight. So you got, you know, you might got time. You probably do have time for 4 plays. You did have time for 4 plays. If Brady had thrown that out of bounds, instead, after one incomplete and then a total bailout puss of a play where he's got Hogan on the back line, and instead of standing in there, setting his feet and delivering the ball, he bails because he sees a rusher flash across his face. He twirls out of the play, turns his back to the play, and chucks it, you know, out of the end zone when it could have been an easy touchdown if he just hung in there. So that was second down. Then on third down, no timeouts. He takes a sack, and that's it. They don't have time to clock it. Zoe says, clock it there. You can't because it's fourth down. You clock it. Miami gets the ball. Complete and utter brain cramp from Brady. And you heard him there say after the game that he thought he still had a timeout, which I doubt because he didn't get up to call the timeout. If he thought he had the timeout, why didn't he call it? Instead, he just sort of lay there on the ground. And I think he knew immediately. I think he knew immediately what happened. And
I mean, this one blew me away as much as anything in this game. Tom Brady.
What a rare miscue from that guy.
Oh, gosh. And that one, too, of all the miscues you can make. Like, that one's an easy one. Third down, you know you can't take a sack. I mean, that's an easy one. No timeouts. You can't take a sack there. That's one that you would see a million other quarterbacks make that mistake, and you would say, Patriots would never do that. Not in a million years would Brady ever make that mistake. and he did it yesterday.
Brutal.
Again, okay. I totally forgot the block punt part of it. Like, that's right. Miami tried to give you points at the end of the half, and you didn't take them.
They couldn't block it up on the punts. The second half where the guy's doing the rugby run because he's got to elude the rush because they can't figure out how to block you. And you couldn't take advantage of that. Boy, what a... So, but again, I'm not going to lose. I'm telling you, that sweet sequence there from Brady, the second down play to Hogan almost concerns me more than the missed timeout. All right, so he just had a brain cramp. He did something he almost never does. That's the smartest player I've ever seen in my life, Tom Brady. And I don't, like, that's not going to be a problem. He's going to get that right 999 times out of 1,000. The thing about him shying away from contact and not hanging in there, we've started to see that a little bit more. And that, to me, is almost a bigger concern. Anyway, back to your phones. Tony and Stoneham. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
You know, the whole thing with this game was Brady making the mistake with no timeouts left and missing field goals. The game is nothing more than that. But here's the thing. I've been telling you guys all year. It's Brady's last year. You look at him yesterday with that leg. This leg is not going to come back that much easier now with his age. And you talk about his performance, his age again. That's the sign of age, and you guys don't want to admit it.
Well, see, I just don't think he would have fallen off that much. And I don't think he has fallen off that much. I think he's taken a half step back this year. I don't think he's showing his age. I think he's just a little bit lesser of a player. And relative to the league, it's a little bit more than that because the league's gotten goofy this year. But No. I'm not going to give him age. He told me he can play to 45. I believe him.
I'm worried about that knee. That's what I'm worried about. I think this is all related to the knee. You know, again, bailing out, you know, spinning out of throws. To me, he doesn't want to land on that front leg. That's what it is. He doesn't want to land on it.
Fair enough. Except he was doing that in Tennessee before he suffered the injury.
So that's true. Yeah, so maybe there's something going on there that we didn't even know about.
So if you're saying as an older player, he's just less interested in taking shots, he wouldn't be the first one to suffer that. He wouldn't be the first. But I sort of think that that's also... That's not necessarily him. That's not aging. That's him treating it differently. So it sort of goes, it's sort of a voluntary thing, right? When you saw in the first half how he's still capable of throwing the ball, all right? He's capable of throwing the ball high level. Mike and Woburn wants to weigh in on Bill Belichick in the conference call. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, did I hear Carlton earlier?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you know, that, oh, man, I thought he'd throw himself off a bridge based on how Tampa's season is going. By the way, did he mention the fumble numbers?
No, not this call. He did not.
He didn't, really, because the Patriots have 16 fumbles. Oh, wait a minute. That's how many turnovers Ryan Fitzpatrick has this year. The Patriots actually only have 7 fumbles all season, offensive fumbles. I'm really shocked that he forgot about that, considering that's, he's been wasting our time for 4 years on that crap. Anyway. Speaking of wasting time, can we get Bill some type of sound effects machine for the press conferences? Because I really think that's more beneficial than talking about if the Patriots should.
So he breaks up right at the money line. Go ahead. More beneficial than talking about what, Mike, quickly?
For it on 4th and 4. This is what drives me nuts when the Patriots lose, is the absurdity of the second guessing. Like, I understand Gronk maybe shouldn't have been out there. Okay, fine. I understand. Maybe we have a kicker that doesn't have a trembling sphincter every time the pressure's on and he actually makes what he's supposed to do. But 4th and 4 and going, making like Miami actually score a touchdown, that's a no-brainer. I mean, maybe the Patriots should have just given the ball direct snap to James White, and he should have run around for 24 seconds and run out the clock. He could have run all the way down the field like Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl. It's so stupid, the level of absurdity the second-guessing gets. Oh. Like, they got beat on a gimmick play. They had incorrect personnel out there. It happens. We average basically one debacle a decade. I'm willing to take it.
Okay, well, that's, you know, we can have that conversation when it's all said and done, Mike. Meanwhile, the Monday after the game, we got to talk about it. Sorry.
Yeah, and look, ultimately, it's not just about the one play at the end. It's about everything you did up to that to make yourself vulnerable to it. The one play at the end was a travesty. We all know that. But all the stuff that happened along the way, I mean, there were some really sort of unpatriot-like things there. Brady letting the clock run out at the half? Tom Brady, you lose points there.
And the defense still stinks. Again, their ability to make bum quarterbacks, from Blake Bortles to Nick Foles and his deal with the devil in the Super Bowl to Ryan Tannehill, to make these guys look like world beaters and put up the numbers that they do, that I don't know how you can believe that this team's going back to the Super Bowl.
But that's a fair thing to say. Well, it's just a fluke play. That doesn't explain away the defense. I mean, yes, it was a fluke play, but you think that was a winning performance by that defense?
Oh,
no.
God.
Okay, so just like be fair about that piece to it. We've got Kevin in Michigan. Go ahead, Kevin. What do you got?
Yeah, guys. So is it crazy to think that we could still get home field?
The Chiefs
play the Chargers, then they have the Seahawks in Seattle. Tony Romo was ready to give the Chiefs the number one seed yesterday. Like, I feel like we still have a shot at it.
You have a shot at it. I think you have a better shot, frankly, Kevin, that KC loses at home in the divisional round, because that's just in the water there in Kansas City. And it's still a first-year quarterback, and they've been teetering a little bit since the Kareem Hunt thing. I don't know, them dropping two and you win, I don't know. I'd say the odds are better that they just choke it up in the divisional round. But I wouldn't rule out home field at all.
No. Look, I try to look at it practically. Like, what are the chances? They're probably low. But you can still get the second bye, in which case you're home in the divisional round and in all probability in the AFC championship game. So there's the damage from yesterday.
Is this bizarre world? The whole day, like for this game, the way that this is playing out, you two are like, oh, well, things could be okay.
Well, no. I'm not telling you. I still don't believe in the Patriots. I don't think they're a championship team. I'll say that a million different ways.
The conference sucks, Murray.
The conference is still jelly. It's jelly.
Still, I just like, but look at what you see with this team more than anything else. And for people to be hanging their hopes on.
I mean, all they said is, could they be at home? I think they could be at home. I think they could lose at home. But the caller asked specifically, do you think they could still get home field and be home? And I do, because I don't have faith that any of these other teams in the AFC can take care of business.
Murray, all I'm saying is I can see them in the AFC championship game. It'll be on the road in all probability.
I'm not even ruling that out.
But I could see them in the AFC championship game. Because if they get a home playoff game against, who knows, Indianapolis, whatever, don't you like their chances at home?
I don't know.
I mean, they're unbeaten at home this year.
Yeah, neat. It's all a matter of time before they get picked off there, too. Like, the counting on the failures of others and playing out playoff scenarios in your head.
It's worked
after
out
a game,
good.
But after a game like yesterday, and as bad as the defense is, I think you're delusional. There's stuff like that's for loser Cowboys fans. Well, if this happens and that happens, and then we could end up being the number one seed, or we could still end up with the bye. That's for loser fans.
I agree.
And so now we're going to do this because after a game like yesterday, and it's not just about that one play, as bad as the defense was. Brady's only good for half and turns into a pumpkin because he has a real knee issue. Gronk's still not back. I don't care how good he was. It was the hands more than anything else. He still has no push and there's no power there. This is 09 all over again. That yesterday was this year's 4th-and-2.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
7 seconds left. Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel. Or will it? Miami running around, circling, and look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle. Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle! Miraculous in Miami! Stills to Parker to Drake. A lateral. Round
in the world, Drake, and from 50 yards away, he's going to run through the entire Patriot defense. And you're right, look at Gronkowski stumble. He was the safety.
That's obviously how it ended. Two quick notes. Here's one. Felger and Maz off-air show comes your way tonight. Facebook Live, 6:05, myself and Maz. 6:05, Facebook Live, Felger and Maz off-air show. You get to hear Tony swear. Okay? So join us for that. We'll answer your questions, your comments, whatever. Just peck them out there, and we're on Facebook Live and still a Twitch, right?
Yeah, Twitch, yeah.
Twitch. We have a Twitch channel and Facebook Live. Felger and Maz off-air show, 6:05. Be there.
After yesterday, today is a good day to swear.
Okay? We'll be swearing. Item two. The Christmas in the City Felger and Maz online auction continues. Every dime goes to Christmas in the City, a 100% volunteer nonprofit organization. So there's no administrative cost. You don't need to wonder whether your monetary donation is going to this, that, or the other. It goes 100% to providing this amazing party for homeless and disaffected kids in the city for Christmas. A lot of great items on the auction right now. Four-pack of tickets, Celtics-Pacers. What's the current bid, Maz?
Celtics, oh, it's not in the same order. Celtics-Pacers, $875.
Okay, six rows behind the Celtics bench, four tickets. Six rows behind the bench includes a $200 gift card to Tony C's restaurant, and it's at what?
$875.
Oh, my God. Tremendous value there. Not even close. There's a golf outing with Tony Maz. 18 holes with Tony and two of your friends at the Atkinson Resort and Country Club. Starting bid, $125. Where are we at?
A balloon, $1,000.
People want to play with Maz.
So
wow.
We'll go to Atkinson Country Club. You bring I'll go with three people is the point.
Holy smokes.
Maz will give you tips, too, to fix your game. You kind of cleaned up mine a little bit.
Yeah, we might get Murray to come with us, and we can really have a good
then
time.
There's really, Murray has some things that can help loosen up the swing a little bit.
I usually play better when I'm with Murray.
Overnight stay at the Seaport Hotel.
That one is there for, and that's also a gift card, right?
For the $200 rail stop restaurant and bar gift card.
That one right now is at $500.
Okay, another good value. A Larry Bird signed basketball?
$800.
New England Revolution VIP game day package?
$300.
Okay, Troy Brown signed football?
$120.
Oh, what?
It's a bargain.
Okay, Troy Brown signed football. Get that up. Boston Bruins 2017-18 team signed stick?
$300.
Okay, should be more. Four-pack of Bruins tickets for an upcoming game. Where are we at with that?
$500, and that's also, there's a gift card in that one too, right?
To the smoke shop. Okay? So there you go. Signed, framed, color photo of Julian Edelman donated by the Globe?
$135.
Okay? Again, you should get a lot more than that. And then the coup de grace, the absolute jewel of the online auction, are four Felger and Maz show sit-ins where you get to run a segment, appear on a segment, be a part of a segment in any way you want. We're going to do four of them. We want you to show up this Friday to do it. To collect, and you'll be on air running your own segment or doing, maybe we run it and you're a co-host. However you want to do it, we do it. Okay? We're giving away four of them. What are the top four bids on that item?
Okay, they range from $625 to $726.
Okay.
So if you're higher than $625, in theory, you're in the top four.
You're one of the four.
Correct.
Okay, so let's get those up as well. All to benefit Christmas in the City. For more details on exactly what that is, go to christmasinthecity.org. We'll wrap it up with your phone calls. Ed in North Adams on the final play. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the Heat, guys. If the Heat had a lot to do with the play and how New England got tired at the end. Not the final play, but the Heat won.
So I would hope not. I would hope not.
I mean, I get tired of hearing about this as an excuse down there. So how do you address that? You ask for Miami to forecast cool weather when you get on there to play? Like, it's a cop-out. They didn't execute in key spots. Plain and simple. And on a Hail Mary, I don't care how freaking tired you are. Somebody's got to make that tackle.
Matt and Lowell, your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks for taking the call. So, aside from the last play, Gronk looked pretty good yesterday. Do you guys think he's back? Or is this a flash in the pan? The Dolphins' defense isn't great. I just want to know if you guys think maybe this is leading to something a little bit more if he's just...
Yeah, I mean, it should. You hear, Matt, that Gronkowski's been suffering from some confidence problems. So, you know, it'll help that for sure. It shows that if he gets open, Brady will still go to him. It shows if I'm an opponent, I don't play zone against him. You know, he's had trouble shaking free of man-to-man coverage, and it felt like Miami was mostly zoning him up, right?
I mean, it blew me away that Miami just let him run off the line and pick holes. Like, really? The one thing he can't do anymore is fight through a jam like he used to. He gets tangled up there. There's not the same kind of power, so it's harder for him to separate. Miami just gave him free releases the whole day. That blew me away that they did that.
But that's as good as he's looked all year, so that's another encouraging sign. Hopefully they can build on that. It's possible. Joey in Plymouth. Go ahead, Joey.
Hi, is this Joey in, from Plymouth?
You? Yes, Joey, it's you. Go ahead.
Hey, first time caller, Felga. I love you. You're great. But I got a question. Why didn't they have Josh Gordon playing back center field on that deep ball? He's more athletic of a player, you know, and he probably would have had the speed to make that tackle on Drake going down the sideline.
He would have had the speed, but do you think Josh Gordon has ever recorded a single tackle in his life?
No.
I mean, maybe someone threw an interception in Cleveland, he had to tackle someone from behind, but...
And the only reason I would think that the caller thinks that he should be is because he did it in Chicago, but it was by default because Gronk didn't play against the Bears.
And he blew the play.
He did blow the play.
The Hail Mary in Chicago, Josh Gordon whiffed on. And it could have been a touchdown if not for the fact that it landed at the one as opposed to just inside the end zone. But who made the game-saving tackle on that play in Chicago?
Devin McCourty.
Huh, interesting. Where was he yesterday in that last play?
On the bench.
Uh-huh.
It blows me away that Devin McCourty was not on the field for that. I don't understand how you can take Devin McCourty off the field for that play.
David Norton. What do you got, David?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What do you got?
It's yesterday's game pretty much sums up for me as the fact that there's too many Sonic Dingleberries on that team. Ever since the 2016 draft, there's only been like, what? There's five guys out of 23 or 24 draft picks that are still on the team. And there's just too many guys that are mediocre below average.
All right, Dave, isn't that a side topic? In other words, I'm going to say overall, when we get through the season and it's all said and done, you look back and say, what was their talent level? And did they have enough and have they drafted well enough? Like, that's a fair topic. Yesterday, did that have anything to do with how they drafted?
No.
I mean, look, I think Sony Michel is just a guy. He's fine, but he's not great. And I think that showed itself yesterday. If you had a better running back, does it matter? I don't even know. And certainly, you know, yeah, they could always use more talent.
You got to win that game regardless.
You had 33 points on the board, right? It was 33. You had 33 points on the board, and your Dingleberry kicker missed an extra point and a chip shot field goal. And your Hall of Fame quarterback lost track of time in the end of the second quarter. If they just do that, if they just convert those simple opportunities, that's seven more points on the board, and you got 40 points.
Correct.
Against a horrible Miami team. You had more than enough talent on the field yesterday to win that game.
And if you don't give up the you know, the desperado at the end of the game, they get 28. You should have won the game by two touchdowns.
Not a day to talk about the drafting. That was not the story yesterday.
It struck me they should have won the game by double digits.
Dana in the car. Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, how you doing? It's been a long time. I try to get on all the time. Now, nobody's talking about the offseason, how they allowed Gronk and Brady and especially the owner to dictate how Bill runs the team. That's the problem here, the discipline.
That's not the problem with yesterday.
It's exactly the problem. You look at all the mistakes, it's because they don't believe in Bill Belichick anymore.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Come on. We listened to Brady in the second and third week say the same exact thing, that he made a big mistake. It's never going to happen again. Well, guess what? It happened again.
Okay, Brady has a problem with the coach, but I don't think that was a factor yesterday. I don't think the rank and file. It's not like they didn't play hard. The defense had its head up its keister. They weren't ready to go, but... I don't know, maybe the defense didn't play hard. I don't know, but they played hard the week before. Feels to me like it's more of a home road thing than a we hate our coach thing.
No, it's definitely a home road thing. What I'm worried about with the defense is it feels like when they scheme it, they play okay. When they don't, they don't. Like, I go back to sort of the first half of that Kansas City game. They schemed it. They looked great. Against Minnesota, they schemed it. They confused Cousins the whole game. They looked great. But less scheming and more sort of straight traditional defense, and they get torched by Ryan Tannehill?
I mean, those last two calls, they're drafting... The internal problems with Belichick and power structure there, they're all legit. And they're all like, we'll have that conversation plenty. How did that imp yesterday? You had to defend 69 yards of field and you couldn't do it. That's what happened yesterday. The coach made a mistake with who he put on the field, and the quarterback made a mistake at the end of the second quarter. And the kicker crapped himself. That's what happened. And your defense isn't that good. That's what happened yesterday. Dave on the Cape. Go, Dave.
Yeah, you're wrong on that. I'm going with Murray here. It's the defense. The offense played good enough yesterday to win. They were giving up so many yards early to a crap team like that. Ridiculous.
Okay, I don't disagree with that.
I'm just saying. I mean, come on. I mean, it's going to come down to the defense like it always has. The offense is good enough to win.
No excuse.
No excuses.
Dave, I'm with you. The defense, there's no excuse. They played well. I thought they were building something.
The amazing thing is the week before, I felt the opposite. I looked at it the week before, and I felt like they were more of a 50-50 team than they've ever been. Then yesterday, it felt like sort of, you know.
Old school.
Yeah.
I thought the defense was more of a strength than the offense after the Vikings game.
I mean, it just went the other way. You just can't say it enough with the yardage and the points they gave up to Miami. The Dolphins only had the point of the ball for 25 minutes. They only threw 19 passes. They averaged 9 yards a play and 9 yards a rush. Like, how does that team torture you like that?
More on the Felger and Maz off-air show, 6:05 on Facebook Live and Twitch. Coming up next is the final word.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
So a lot of real-time reaction videos have leaked in regard to that god-awful Patriots loss to the Dolphins yesterday. So we're going to sync up this first one with NBC Sports Boston as it comes from NBC Sports Boston. This would be the panel and Troy Brown. He was the star of this real-time reaction as the Patriots lost on that fluky play.
Well, he tried to hook a lateral.
Oh,
are they at the 10?
Holy s***.
Oh, my God.
Did he just score?
Gronk better run
He's
him
about
out.
To score.
Oh!
No way.
Oh, no!
Holy.
You got to be kidding me.
What?
Wow!
I like the background noise, too, because you hear people, you know, they have it a few seconds before. The crowd actually sees it on TV, and it's like you hear a murder going down.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we did. We all had the same reaction. It's unbelievable.
Well, no, not Jones. He was very excited, and Cartwheel was cheering.
Well, then we have this one. I was actually really genuinely surprised at the reaction. This is our own Mikey Felger on his social media outlet yesterday. And it's almost like you sound like a fan here, Felger, right?
Almost.
Yeah.
Oh, no! No, 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 no! He's going! Oh, my God! Are you me? Oh, my God! What the f***? He just scored. You've got to be kidding me. Get ready to never forget this one. He was still in good shape with 20 yards. Who the f*** was back there? Was it Gronk back there? Oh, I hate that. I hate when they do that. Right here, you got him. Oh, it's Gronk. It is Gronk. Oi, you've got to be me. No f***ing way.
Because I know you genuinely like the Bruins as a fan, so the whole thing with, you know, Bergeron's goal back in, you know, 5-6 years ago, that I get. This, like, I kind of feel like you don't care whether or not the Patriots win or lose. So this is a real... Hold on, here it is. I want to hear that again because the beginning is real.
Oh, no! No, 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 no!
I was like, oh, that's like everybody else that watched that terrible play.
I'm sitting there with a bunch of Patriots fans, watching from a Patriots perspective. Like, I mean, I didn't lose any sleep over the thing, but, I mean, you see that going down. It's like, no, what? No, 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 no.
The throwing of the glasses came out very well on the microphone.
Thank you.
Well, with a loss like this, out come the Wolves. Like Carlton and now Norwell, where the hell he is? Tampa. Wherever the hell he is. Yeah, first time we've heard from him in months. Shocker.
Yeah. Carlton, go ahead.
Hey, Gat Boy, I hope you got a warehouse of weed stocked up because you've become the New York Jets and you don't know it yet. So let me get this straight. Brandon Bolden, 2 carries, 60 yards, 2 touchdowns. Goskowski misses an extra point, misses a 42-yard field goal. Brady has a brain fart at the end of the first half. And Bill Belichick, the genius, gives up the longest regulation time game-ending play in this Super Bowl era. I bet Malcolm Butler could have made that tackle, Cat Boy. And guess the pain will be over, though, pretty soon, because once they go out in the first round, Bill Belichick is going to become the coach of the Green Bay Packers, as long as he can get his spawn, Brian and Stevie Jobs there. So talk up, Catboy, because the next decade is going to be really painful for you.
Okay. It does feel like the clouds are coming in, and you're right, I went to the dispensary just about a week ago.
I didn't really catch that thing he said about his sons until the rehearing this right
here. Yeah, no, that's the thing with Carlton. You gotta, it's like sometimes watching a good movie, you got to see it a couple of times.
Nepotism will run rampant.
Well, I'd be happy to hire Steve and Brian. Those guys are great. I don't want to come on in. No problem. Bring in whoever you want, Bill, as far as I'm concerned.
And
up.
Finally, this trend continues. Our own Matt Dolliff of 98.5thesportshub.com.
Here we go.
Here is Matt imitating Felger and Maz with the end of yesterday's game.
Look, I never said the season's over. Where are all these fans coming from saying the season's over? I never said the season's over. God, that's annoying, Matt. Oh, my God, please, Mike. Look, I'll say it. The season's over, Mike. What if they have to go to Kansas City now, Mike? The Chiefs never lose at home in the playoffs. Let's all you Patriots bubbles telling me that this team was suddenly the 85 Bears. Oh, my God, please. Well, one good game, and now they're starting to start winning on defense? Kiss the underside of my ass with that. They overpaid for Nathan Eovaldi. They overpaid. I'm not joking.
Matt does get the nuances of the show.
Except he still is giving Maz this little accent that he doesn't have. But that's okay. The tonality is dead on.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah, I don't have accent.
That's going to put a wrapper on it.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do. The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.